This is the story of one of the most far-reaching and influentially naughty things we ever did in our lives. We did not mean to do such a deed, and yet we did do it. The story is all mixed up with a private affair of Oswald's, and the one cannot be revealed without the other. It was like this. On Alice's and Noel's birthday, we went on the river for a picnic. Before that, we had not known that there was a river so near us. I shall not tell you about the picnic because, though happy, the day was uneventful. The only thing exciting enough to write about was in one of the lochs where there was a snake, a viper. It was asleep in a warm sunny corner of the loch gate, and when the gate was shut, it fell off into the water. Alice and Dora screamed hideously. So did Daisy, but her screams were thinner. The snake swam round and round all the time our boat was in the loch. It swam with 4 inches of itself, the head end, reared up out of the water. We were careful to keep our hands well inside the boat. A snake's eyes strike terror into the boldest breast. When the loch was full, Father killed the viper with a boat hook. I was sorry for it myself. It was indeed a venomous serpent, but it was the first we had ever seen, except at the zoo, and it did swim well. Directly the snake had been killed, H.O. reached out for its corpse, and the next moment the body of our little brother went right in. Father clawed him out. Being a birthday, but little was said. H.O. was wrapped in everybody's coats. I should not have said anything about the picnic, but...